it's pretty intense. You know, you've got to get, you know, that many pumpkins out to that many people in a short period of time. You know, we do, the logistics is a pretty, intense operation when the pumpkins start moving.
How far do these pumpkins travel?
We've got pumpkins that are travelling, you know, from Bowen to Perth. Some have been exported over to Hong Kong and things like that. So, but that's only a minor market at this stage. You know, most of the Hong Kong market gets shipped out of America by sea container, but there's potential there for Asia for us as well.
Some people are a bit sceptical about Halloween. It's typically seen as an American celebration and a very commercialised industry. What do you say to that?
Yeah, it originally started as a harvest festival, but now it is Americanised, but you know, we're taking it on and doing our own, you know, Aussie things with it. You know, we actually use some of the Aussie pumpkins that, you know, people carve the pumpkins that they eat, you know, from time to time. But I think Australians are warming to the American style.
What kind of discussions are you having with some of those big supermarkets about this product, this pumpkin that you especially have bred to be able to grow in an Australian climate that is meeting this growing demand in Australia to celebrate Halloween?
You know, at the end of Halloween every year, we sit down together and go, well, let's have a review of, and have a review of what we did this year and say, well, you know, where are we heading for the next year? What are people looking for? We see the trends overseas and we try to, I think, probably keep up with those trends or see what new things we can introduce. Like in the last couple of years, we've introduced a table decoration pumpkin called Little Jack, and it's very, you know, very attractive little pumpkin. So between that and the whites, and it's just, you know, getting a bit of diversity out there.
These pumpkins are growing in Bowen and Eyre. As this has taken off over the last 10 years since you've been working on this project, are people looking over the fence thinking, well, this is a bit of a cash cow, I want to get involved?
Obviously, people sit outside and do it, and it's been done on a couple of occasions over the last 5 years. And, you know, they've just pulled varieties off the shelf that they can get in, which aren't suited to the climate. And that's one of the things I think that sets us apart, is the fact that we've grown it for so long. We know the pumpkins inside out and have a pretty good, you know, understanding of how, when and where, you know, to grow it, to get the ideal size. You know, you can't do a 50-kilo pumpkin in Australia and ship it from North Queensland to Melbourne. It just economically doesn't work. So we grow a size pumpkin that suits our market.
How many pumpkins a year do you supply to this Halloween market?
We're well and truly over 100,000 pumpkins now. Going back when I first started, we were doing 8,000 to 10,000 pumpkins for the first 4 to 5 years, and now it's just ramped up.
In some ways, are you personally trying to grow this Halloween tradition?
Well, I think we're combining with commercial partners like Coles and Woolworths to develop the fresh Halloween pumpkin. There's a lot of plastic imitations and things like that out there, but I think that the idea of, you know, parents sitting down with their kids on a Halloween and carving it out, or the kids carving a pumpkin each and putting their own little bit of personality into each carving, I think that's, you know, that's sort of more than just buying some of this other stuff. People are starting to make pumpkin pies and using the Halloween pumpkins for that, because that's what they're also used for as well.
They're not known for being a delicious tasting pumpkin. What does a pumpkin pie taste like?
You add lots of sugar, it's great.
Sugar is a key ingredient.
I think so.